It's a sunny Sunday afternoon in a suburb of Miami, Florida, and 14-year-old Kurt Dernberg is about to enter his Algebra 2 classroom.
Okay, so once you click, on this page, when you log in, it has this page, and you click Enter Course, then they have, once you click on it, they have all the information.
Kurt's classroom is an internet website that he visits using his home computer. The 8th grader is taking Algebra 2 at the Florida Virtual School. The state-sponsored program began 6 years ago with just 77 students. It now includes more than 8,000 children from around the state. There are no traditional classrooms at the Florida Virtual School. Students take their classes online. Kurt Dernberg does have a real math teacher who's posted a picture of himself on the Algebra 2 website, but Kurt's never actually met his teacher. Instead, he corresponds with the instructor by email and occasionally over the telephone. Kurt Dernberg says there are some definite advantages to learning online.
It's more done at your own pace. You have a certain number of assignments and you have to complete them by a date, and you can do them when you want. So that makes it kind of more flexible, but it also kind of puts some more responsibility on you.
The ability to have students work at their own pace definitely sets the Florida Virtual School apart from a more traditional classroom. At so-called brick-and-mortar schools, students are required to spend 180 days in class. If a student is particularly bright, like Kurt, and he's able to grasp concepts right away, he still has to wait 180 days before he can move on to the next level. And if the student is having trouble and hasn't learned everything by the end of the required period, he fails and has to take the class over. That doesn't happen at the Florida Virtual School, where students work through their assignments until they've mastered them and then move on. Of course, this can be a lot of work for online teachers who often have to juggle more than 100 students working at more than 100 different rates. But instructor Matt Vangelis says he prefers the online classroom to the more traditional environment he taught in for 6 years.
In the traditional school, a large portion of my time was spent with distractions, classroom management, fire drills. It actually took away from my passion of teaching. In the virtual school, the contact that I have with students is all curriculum and course questions related. The kids will contact me because they want to learn. They're not raising their hand to ask if they can go to the bathroom or if they can sharpen their pencil.
Most of the 8,000 students enrolled at the Florida Virtual School also attend classes at traditional schools. The virtual school isn't meant to be a replacement for the brick-and-mortar classroom. It's a supplement. For example, in a traditional school, students will sometimes find that two different classes they want to take are scheduled to meet at the same time. They used to have to choose between the two, but now they can study, say, art or music in a traditional classroom and English or history online. Julie Young is executive director of the Florida Virtual School. She says when the program was initiated in 1997, scheduling conflicts weren't the only problem educators wanted to address.
Over half of the geographic population of Florida is rural, and our rural districts at Florida notoriously have been at a disadvantage in terms of being able to attract teachers and offer some of the upper-level courses. So there was also a desire to create equal access across the state.
And so long as a child has access to a computer, as most American children do, either at home or at their local public library, they can sign up for an online course. Right now, the biggest challenge facing administrators at the Florida Virtual School is finding enough teachers to meet the growing demand. But does the average teenager really have the discipline and intellectual maturity to learn from a teacher who isn't right there in the room with her? Julie Young admits the environment isn't for everyone, but she also says that question would only ever occur to someone who hadn't grown up in the internet age. 16-year-old Linda Trujillo, who's taking two courses online, agrees.
I love the way that I can communicate with my teachers at any time of the night or the morning. They're very supportive. I can talk to them through emails, instant messages, which is the new technology for teens. It caters to students now and how we're evolving. So teenagers, I think they really do appreciate that we grew up with that.
Because the Florida Virtual School is funded by the government, classes are free for any child living in the state. So far, 12 states have established online high schools for their residents, and at least five others are developing them. I'm Maura Farrelly.